USA Radio News.
The White House says the release of basketball star Brittney Griner is a priority for President Biden.
Brittney Griner being held in Moscow, we believe the Federation is wrongfully, she's being wrongfully detained. This is an issue that is a priority for this president. She needs to come home. She should be home, as well as Paul Whelan, as well, who's being held, and any other U.S. nationals who is being wrongfully detained abroad.
Griner has pleaded guilty. The trial comes more than 4 months after the 31-year-old was detained at a Moscow airport after officials allegedly found vape cartridges containing hash oil, an illegal substance in Russia, in her luggage. If convicted on drug smuggling charges, Griner could face up to 10 years in a Russian prison. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, or overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. Buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
The 8-year-old boy who was paralyzed from the waist down in the Highland Park 4th of July shooting is off a ventilator and speaking again.
He's undergone several surgeries since Monday, including one last night during which doctors were finally able to close up his belly.
A friend and colleague of the family confirmed Cooper Roberts' condition has been upgraded from critical to serious by the Children's Hospital staff in Chicago. Following the shooting, his twin brother Luke was treated for leg wounds, and his mother suffered foot and leg wounds as well. Over $1 million has been raised via GoFundMe for medical bills and subsequent treatment and therapy. Robert Carimo, who has confessed and is being charged with killing 7 people and wounding dozens of others in the mass shooting that took place at a 4th of July parade. This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox, on this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
The Texas Juvenile Justice Department is locking up kids in their rooms for up to 22 hours a day because there's not enough staff to care for them. That is according to the department officials. The agency had a 71% turnover rate last year, and officers are working up to 16 hours a day, Interim Executive Director Sandria Carter said. The staffing problem is also so severe that not only did the department halt new intakes, many inmates will be forced to stay longer because they're not getting the rehabilitation they need. New York City Mayor Eric Adams appears to be backing a bodega owner charged with stabbing an attacker to death. New surveillance video of last Saturday's incident shows Austin Simone going behind the counter and shoving Joseph Alba into a wall before a fight that ends with Alba grabbing a knife and stabbing Simone. A 911 operator in Pennsylvania has been charged with involuntary manslaughter for not sending an ambulance to a woman who later died of internal bleeding. Leon Lee Price took the call but refused to send an ambulance until he'd been given more assurance that the woman would actually go to the hospital if help arrived. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.